Joe Budden and Pump It Up.
Come on.
Lisa is here. In the studio. She can kill you with two fingers and some spam.
Whatever that means, I have no idea. Right then, back to the questions. I think, Lisa, young madam, I'm quite surprised by some of your actions since you came out of the house. In the sense of, you seem to have contradicted yourself ever so slightly in certain areas. And I completely, absolutely understand that if your back gets up, people react in different ways. In the same way that from when Federico came on the show, we kind of played with him a little bit because I was, you know, I thought there was certain... Federico said he gained nothing out of the house, and I think he did. I think he learned bits and bobs about himself, but he wasn't sure what... Oh, what's going on?
Oh, that's the phone.
What kind of ring's that? Oh, hello?
It's a lawyer.
She's still here.
Sorry, hello.
Okay. Anyway, right. How bizarre. I thought she was having one of those attacks again.
I don't know how to switch this. It's gone.
Okay, all right. No, because I tell you why. Because I watched you on Big Brother's Little Brother yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously saw you when he came out of the house. Although, to be fair, that's not fair on the Davina one. Because you're straight out. Because everyone forgets, all the viewers forget, you've never met Davina before.
No.
Everyone thinks that, you know,
you're all pally.
We see you on the telly, we see Davina, but you've never met. The first time you meet Davina is Friday night when you come out, right?
Absolutely.
And it's all a bit of a head mess. It's all that is a bit of a head mess. But I watched you yesterday, and you said, you're so bitter about all the other housemates. And I really don't understand why. I really don't. You said you'd like to see all the housemates evicted.
Mm.
And you said that Ray's up himself.
Mm.
And Steph is two-faced. And Scott is arrogant and rude.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know. I think that's really harsh. I understand you going, oh, well, they didn't really bother getting to know me, and I'm the new person in, and they're going to be a bit funny about me. But I really don't know why all this... What, you seem really bitter.
Right, first of all, I'm not bitter. I'm being a realist.
Right.
You weren't in that house with them. You didn't see what really went on.
No.
And I was treated disgustingly by the housemates.
Why do you mean disgustingly?
I was ignored in the space of, I think, six, seven hours. I had five words said to me. I would hold a conversation, get ignored, they turn their back and walk away. I sobbed my heart out a few times underneath the quilt, not just once. I didn't want them to see or the cameras to see that. Perhaps if I did, maybe the public would have seen the softer side of Lisa.
Well, because there's this thing where, because you said you were in character in the house and you went into mix things up and stuff, right? I'm not sure how much of a character you were putting on. I don't know, because I don't know the real you.
Mm.
But if you were in character in the house...
Mm-hmm.
And you portrayed a different side of yourself, which isn't the Lisa that your mum knows or your boyfriend
Absolutely,
knows.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if you created this kind of fake character, Lisa, and they didn't like you, that's your fault, though, surely.
I went in.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Rather than going...
Because you could have... That, right, so the rant... Oh, so look, I'm going now. I'm getting all hyper. The rant, the leprechaun room rant thing, right? Whatever everyone's calling it. See, now... A lot of that, I think, was you getting stuff off your chest.
That was me.
Yeah. Now, that was real Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But you could have said all those things in a completely different way, and that from that moment, they'd have all warmed to you more.
Right. I had said all those things a completely different way.
So all of them at the same time?
No, individually.
Okay.
And the reason I did it that way was because we were coming up for nominations, and what I didn't want to do was create an incredibly bad atmosphere when there was enough people going to be under pressure because the nominations were due to be done on, the nominations had been done or they were due to be done. I can't really remember what day that happened, and one day seems to blend into the next when you're in the Big Brother house.
Sure, I appreciate that.
As for my character, when I first went into the Big Brother house, that was Lisa. Fun, gutsy, humorous,
right,
loving and caring. If you watch that moment, I took time to move around the settee and talk to each housemate individually, give them a hug, introduce myself properly, to ask about what they did in the outside world, how they were feeling in the Big Brother house. They kept trying to ask me questions to do with the outside world. I said, look, just to give you some idea, whatever my perception is or was, I said, I wiped it clean to come in here to get to know the real housemates.
See, that's quite interesting. If that was me, I'd have said that I hadn't seen it.
Mm.
Did you think about whether you?
I did actually turn around to them and say I haven't watched it for a while.
Mm.
It would have been ridiculous for me to turn around and say I hadn't been watching Big Brother because they would know I was lying. So that would have gone against me anyway, Chris. I'd have been branded a liar within the first 50 seconds of being in there.
Do you think that having met them and spent time with them individually and collectively, do you think that if you went in at the start with all of them, that you could have actually bonded?
I'd still be in there.
I'm just, you know,
completely,
you think you would have actually got on and gelled with these people?
Completely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It would have been, I have actually said this to Big Brother. I said, if I'd gone in the beginning, I'm almost sure that all of them would have got on with me. Not every single one of the housemates. You can't go in a house with 11 people and expect everybody to like you. But I think 80% of the housemates would have liked me.
I think because you'd have gone in, on equal terms with everybody else if you'd have watched
them
on the same day. But you didn't. You went in new.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always going to be difficult.
Absolutely.
Although there were times when, because I watched a lot of this on E4, a lot of the footage and stuff. And I don't know whether or not you kind of gave up a little bit to a certain extent of trying to get to know everyone. Because a few times you'd be out in the garden, whatever. And someone would go, Steph might come up with a little chipmunk teeth and go, you're right later, like that.
Mm.
And you go, And I'm like, well, hang on a sec. You could talk to her.
I had talked to her, and here's my side now.
Okay.
I was sick of overhearing and seeing them backstab me. You can only do that for so long, Chris, and hold back what you've got to say. I'd spoken to Steph individually on her own. I'd spoken to Ray individually on her own.
Right.
I'd spoken to them all individually on their own. I was concerned. I was caring, loving towards them. You know, they were all individually having their own little problems in the house. I'm a good listener. Not that much of that, I think, was shown, but that did happen. So when I've just heard from, by walking past, because they thought I was either asleep or in the bathroom, and hear backbiting going on, and somebody then has the cheek to come out after slagging you off and say, you all right, Lisa? I'm sorry, but I had to struggle a little bit, and I thought, right, I've got to give this time. I kept saying that to myself, Chris.
Mm.
Give them some time. They will warm to you. I could have gone there in there as bloody Santa Claus. Wouldn't have made a blind bit of difference. I was from the outside world. I knew too much about them. They didn't want me in there. I was a threat because I was put in there to win with them. I was still up for winning the money. It wasn't like the... They don't know about John Tickle, but they've pretty much guessed that he's not going to be able to be nominated or, you know.
I don't think they felt threatened by you, because I don't think that they think you could win. Because in the same way that you said, you knew pretty much straight away that there's no way you could win.
I don't think they were
threatened by you because you could go in there and steal the prize. I don't think they felt that. I honestly think it's as simple as, you're an outsider coming in, and that was that.
Mm.
If you'd have stayed in there, because, you know, for another 2 weeks, another week, you'd have either, at the point you were, you'd have either gone, oh, sod this, and all hell would have broken loose, which would have been fantastic telling, that's why we wanted you to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'd have gone, oh, I can't be bothered, I just can't be bothered. And then they'd have come in and given it, and a different side of you would have come out, or it would have been more relaxed.
I tried.
That's what I say.
I tried every way, Chris. I tried.
I don't think you tried.
Bonding.
You didn't try hard enough.
I tried bonding
no,
in every way there was.
No, you didn't. I didn't. You know.
Every way. They were nice.
You didn't offer to
have
sex with any of the boys.
How do you know?
Cameron doesn't count.
There was blind spots in our house.
I don't want to know.
No.
Two fingers.
Yeah, normally to
whatever
count.
That means. I don't know. Listen, well, here's the thing, though. I honestly think Because I saw you on the TV yesterday, and you seem to hate them. You really do. You seem to
hate
really
hate.
Hate
is a very strong word, Chris.
And I use that word purposely. But you do. You seem to hate them. Like Ray, you seem really wound up by Ray and Steph.
Did you not hear what he said about me?
Yeah, but but he doesn't know you. So, and as you've said, he doesn't know the real you. So,
and I don't know them.
So when it all finishes and you all get to go for a beer. And
it'll be fine.
And you all on your own, yeah.
It'll be fine. I've not got any malice against any of them. To be honest with you, they're not important enough in my life to let them affect anything I do now or in the future.
All right.
All I'm saying is that I'm not getting defensive as in I'm bitter and defending my side. I've got nothing to prove, Chris. I was put in the most difficult period of time.
I appreciate
as a big brother.
This is just like a debate on Radio 4. I appreciate
you know
that,
I mean?
But I think it's almost like you kind of, you know, and look, this is great.
Why don't you go into a celebrity Big Brother house with a bunch of people that didn't like you?
No.
Would you be able to keep your cool?
I wouldn't go in.
Well, I was put in. I was put in. I had a choice to say no. I'd wanted to do it for 4 years. I went in and gave it my best shot.
I think you're right. No, but we kind of said this off the edge and echoed. I think you're right to go in. If you hadn't gone in, you'd
have
kicked yourself forever.
Mm.
And you'd have always wondered what would have happened.
Mm.
But the fact you did go in, you got a marvellous opportunity to go in. You and 40 other people in the world, in England, in the UK rather, know exactly what it's like to be in that house, right?
Mm.
Even though I've watched it a billion trillion times, I've been around the camera, I'll never really know what it's like to go in, but you do.
Mm.
So there's a lot of nice stuff you get out of it, and you get to meet me, and I'm nice, and all the other things that go with it. And the only thing I'd suggest to you, which, you know, is my, take it or leave it, is I wouldn't protest too much about, you know, I always say, because to me, you seem a little bit angry and a bit bitter, and you keep saying I'm not, and I wouldn't. I'd just kind of go, because you're all going to meet up afterwards, and you're all going to get on really well, and the reality is, most of those probably won't stay in touch with each other.
Oh, of course they won't.
I don't think so. I think some of them will.
I got on great with Nush.
Yeah.
And on a one-to-one basis with Scott, I got on great with him.
See, I think he's just lazy. I don't think he could be arsed to get to know. I don't think he's rude. I just think he can't be arsed.
He just can't be bothered. Well, what would have happened then? Let's look at a different angle. What if I'd gone into that house and used that tactic?
Will, our producer's panicking because we're talking so much, but this is great! I'm loving every second of it!
It's highbrow this, Will.
And don't start, because she and I will kill you with a finger each!
I could have gone in there with a laid-back, hi, I'm Lisa, and agreed with everything they said.
Mm.
They had no conversation, Chris. I was accused of talking about myself. It was either that, or talk in the diary room, or to the chickens. I would rather speak about what I did in the outside world, what I did for fun, people I'd met, things I'd done. I'm not a bull. At all. Those things I said I had done, with reference to football, with reference to champagne, and I did it all.
I know, you're not really psychic.
I'm not Mystic Meg. I'm not psychic, but I have got I do get really strong gut feelings.
Okay.
I'm not wrong on them very often.
Okay, all right then. All right. Well, listen.
Psychic. I'm not psychic, no.
Psychic. Psycho!
What?
Psychic! Anyway, as we said, me, Sarah Cox, everybody, we wanted you to stay in because we all knew it was going to get more entertaining. And the week before you went into the house, we're all kind of going, it's getting a bit dull now. So, from all the viewers' point of view, thank you very much for going in because it was great to watch.
Thank you.
It was great to watch.
I'd love to go back in.
I don't think they'll let you back in.
I
think you'd try the two-finger thing to see if it really would work. It would be just too messy. But good luck. I don't know what you're going to do now. I don't know what your plans are, but good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show.
And good luck with you and your boyfriend and your wedding in 3 months or a year.
Yeah, well, we were going to do it at the end of the year, but I think it's just going to be too busy and too much now.
Well, listen, good luck, and enjoy all the stuff that kind of goes with that bizarre Big Brother life.
Mm-hmm.
And make some money.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Lovely Lisa. Oh, I played that one. Oh, look, see, now, look, she's got me all flustered.
Have you not got another one?
Yes, I have this one.